This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market today?
It was another wild trading session today, Leslie, as we saw more big upside, at times limit up. Now, we did not close anything limit up today. We did back on Friday. Now, as far as that cash trade that took place Friday, it was very low trade for the week. We saw nothing move in the cash market in Texas, Oklahoma, less than 1,000 head in Kansas, and a little bit over 16,500 in Nebraska. Very low volume. Prices mostly equal to or slightly lower than what they were a week ago. Now, as far as the rest of the information, box beef was 71 cents higher on choice, $1.90 higher on selects, and had a movement of 97 loads, an estimated kill day of 115,000 head. We saw the live cattle mostly 230 to 250 higher, feeder cattle $1.50 to 290 higher, December lean hogs 37 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Wheat Watch 2014. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says a new technology is helping speed up conventional wheat breeding and selection. That technology is called double haploid.
This is a technology that is just taking off in wheat. What that is allowing us to do is what I call speed breed. Do accelerated breeding where you turn the breeding program over faster. Anytime you can turn that program over faster and everything else stays the same, you're going to make better gains. As an example, at Oklahoma State University, we're looking at a derivative of Gallagher, a progeny of Gallagher that's in its third year of statewide testing. Before double haploids, we would have never looked at that opportunity. It would have been an 8 to 10 year spread. So a 3 year spread versus a 10 year, you can see what kind of effect that can have long term.
Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver, whose Oklahoma State University wheat breeding program supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Tom, what's influencing the grain market today?
I think it was more technical buying, some covering of short positions, some positioning ahead of tomorrow's quarterly stock small grains report, along with positioning ahead of the last trading session of the month and for the third quarter of the year. All gave us upside news-wise. Very quiet out there, but positive closes. December KC wheat up 2 3/4. March KC up 3 1/4. December Chicago wheat 7 cents higher. December corn up 2 3/4, as was also the March contract. November soybeans up 13 1/4. January up 13 1/2. And December cotton was down 42 points.
Tom, what's the best way for people to reach you?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.